Today, we study lesson number 43. Mishnayos Maseches Trumos, Mishneh Yud, Perek Yud, the 10th chapter, Mishneh He and Vov, Mishneh 5 and 6, of lesson 43. This Mishneh He, speaks of a certain type of herb or grass called tilton. Tilton is translated as fenugreek and is a type of a vegetable which has leaves. The leaves come out as a tripod, three directions. And the interesting thing about this tilton is that ta'am etzo ufirio shovim, that the seed, which is the fruit of the tilton, and the stem, the woody part of the tilton, both have a good taste. They both have the same taste. However, as we will see, as far as teruma is concerned, only the seed, which is actually the pri, the fruit, has kedushas truma. However, the stem, the woody part, is considered merely like wood and has no kedushas truma, although it tastes the same as the fruit of tilton. So suppose you have tilton shenoflo lesocha bor shel yayin. You have some of this tilton which falls into a pit or a reservoir or a large container of wine. The wine is chulin, non-truma. So, if this tilton was truma, or if this tilton was ma'asa sheni, so if both truma and ma'asa sheni, the halacha is that only the zera is considered like the fruit, the seed, but the eitz, the wood, is not considered like a pri. So therefore the Mishnah says, Im yesh bazera kedei litein tam, if there is sufficient quantity of zera that it can give a ta'am, a taste, into the wine, then the entire wine has kedushas truma and can only be consumed by a kohen, not by a zor. Avaloboitz, the fact that there is sufficient quantity of the eitz of the tilton to give a taste to the yayin, and the eitz also has this taste, nevertheless, there's no problem, because the eitz does not have kedushas truma. So when it comes to nesinas tam in the yayin, in the matter of truma and masa sheni, we're only concerned with the zera, not with the eitz. That is, because in the case of Truma, and in the case of Ma'aseh Sheni, the Zera is the only that which is considered the Pri. The non-Zera, the Eitz, is not considered Pri. However, this is not true of other halachos. Suppose this Tilton was Bashvius. This Tilton was the product of growth on the Shemitah year. Or uvechile hakerem, this tilton grew in a vineyard of grapes, and therefore is also because of kile hakerem. Or vehektish, if someone had a crop of tilton and was makdishit, declared it hektish, belonging to the Beis Hamikdash. In these cases, it is not only the zera that has kedushas shvius, or the isur of kilei hakerem, or the chomer, the stringency of hekdesh, but rather the zera and the eitz are shvius or kilei hakerem or hekdesh. Therefore, yesh bazera uvo eitz kedei litein tam, if there is in the seed, which is the fruit of this tilton, or in the wood, or in some combination of the two, enough to give a taste into the yayin, then the yayin
The entire Yayin has the halacha of Shvius or Kilei HaKerem or Hegdish, as the case may be. Mishnevov, Mi shehoyu lo chavilei silton shel Kilei HaKerem, if a person has bundles of silton, it seems that the silton, when it was sold on the market, was put into bundles of 6 or 8 or 10, tied together with a string or whatever. If a person had bundles of silton of kilei hakere, meaning they grew in a vineyard, and now they are also, because of the iser of mixed products, grape and whatever, in this case tilton, yidoleku, they must be burnt, they must be destroyed, because, as we studied in Maseches Kilayim, that's the halacha. Kilei HaKerem are asurim b'hano'o, and therefore have to be destroyed, have to be burnt. Suppose, however, hayu lo chavilei silton shel tevel. Person has a farm, and he's growing tilton on the farm, and now he has bundles of tilton, which he has not yet been mafrish trumos u'maestro, so it's tevel. He wants to now give truma, bimafrish truma for the Kohen. And he has in front of him tilton, which has these seeds which we spoke about, but also has the woody parts, and they both taste of tilton. What he should do, ideally, is kosesh. He should press, crush the tilton, and in the process, he will be extracting the ziroim, the seeds, from the sharvitim, from the stems, the woody parts. And umechashev kamo zera yesh bohem. He should figure out how much zera there is. If there's 10 ounces of zera, umafrish esa zera. He should set aside the required portion, 2%, being the ideal, being the average, 2% of the zera, and give it to the Kohen. V'eino tzorich lahafrish eso eitz. He doesn't have to be concerned with the eitz at all. The eitz, even though it tastes as the same as a zera, it does not have a din of tevel. Truma is not required to be given from wood, from woody parts of the tilton, only from the zera. Suppose, however, im hifrish, meaning before he ground or pressed this tilton, separating the zera from the wood, when the tilton was still in a bundle all together, wood and zroim attached to these, the wood, and at that point, im hifrish, he set aside truma from eitz plus zera. Now, lo yomari should not say, well, I set aside one bundle to be truma. In that bundle, there's the woody part and there's the zera. The woody part is not really truma. So I'll take the zera and give it to the Kohen, keep the woody part for myself. Echtosh ve'etol eso eitz ve'etein es hazera. I will press the tilton. And in the process, I'll just take out the woody parts and give the Kohen the zera. He cannot do that, because he has already been kodeshim. He has already designated that entire bundle, wood plus zera, as truma. So even though the wood technically is not truma, but it has been declared truma. We found various examples of this. If a person has already been kodeshim, and the product has the name, the label, truma, even though halachically and technically it's not truma, still it has to be given to the Kohen. So therefore here too, and the no sein ho eitz im hazera, since he was korei shem truma al ho eitz, he has to give the zera and the eitz to the Kohen. That is the end of lesson number 43.